I'm Jenny Zhang, and I'm a David Phillips Fellow at the Department of Chemistry. My research is in the use of electrochemistry to study biological processes like photosynthesis. I'm in both the materials and the biological research interest group. I was born in China, but I grew up in Australia, in a very quiet region called the Central Coast. And I was educated in the University of Sydney during a Bachelor of Science degree. So this was a very similar degree to the NATSCI degree in Cambridge, where you get to try a lot of different subjects before you specialize. And it was really good that I did this, because after I left high school, I really didn't enjoy chemistry. But it was not until I was exposed to real organic and inorganic chemistry that I was hooked. I also enjoyed a lot of other subjects like biochemistry and physics. So in the end, my research projects have always been really interdisciplinary in my PhD, postdoc, and even in now my independent research group. And I would say it's more fun and enriching because of that. Throughout my career, I've been lucky enough to accrue a wide range of amazing mentors, all of whom were really good at what they do, always top of their fields. And what was really inspiring for me was that they were all really different. So they had very different life stories, career paths, and it just told me, it showed me that it's completely fine to be different, to make your own path and set your own goals. And it gave me the confidence to do the work that I love and the way that I want to do it. So that's what I'm doing now. My current research investigates into energy and electron transfer, mainly at the interface of the natural and synthetic world. So in particular, right now, we're really fascinated by photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is this incredible process performed mainly by plants and some aquatic microorganisms. They're able to take up common abundant chemicals and materials like water, CO2 from air, and turn them into complex products like food, biomass, fuels, fertilizer, pharmaceuticals, all powered by sunlight. So not only that, it also plays important roles in maintaining and even repairing our climate. So there's still a lot to learn about this process, especially how energy and electrons move around in the photosynthetic electron transfer chain. So understanding this process more will help us to control and redirect the flow of energy or electrons to, for example, increase the yields of chemical or fuel production, or even to harvest the electrons for use as electricity. So to be effective in doing this, we have to make our own electrodes. So we develop our own 3D electrodes so that we can harvest or deliver as many electrons to and from these bioenergetic pathways as possible. So what this involves is that we have to explore many cutting edge techniques for electrofabrication. So for example, aerojet 3D printing. And also we use electrochemistry in very creative ways to characterize these new bioelectrodes. What really motivates me right now, aside from the science, is that, well, our approaches to research is very interdisciplinary, which means that it's very collaborative and we team up with amazing scientists who are top of their fields to produce new exciting knowledge. So for example, we have theoreticians who are doing modeling of our bioelectrode interface, and also physicists who are using ultrafast spectroscopy to track energy and charge movements within living cells. So it's all a very exciting place to be in, and it's an amazing feeling when you are at the forefront of discovery like this. So advice to my younger self, or to, I guess, other younger people, I would say that not all advice is one size fits all. So you have to be careful. And what that means is that you have to know yourself. So that means at the stage that you're at, go and develop yourself more. Education doesn't stop the end of lectures or exams, keep learning. Go do something different. Go challenge yourself and push yourself outside of your comfort zone. So trying things that are a little bit scary. So for example, taking up a leadership role or going and doing a public, doing some public speaking, or you know, changing a field, going to a field you've never gone in before, and you don't seem to have background. It's all daunting and scary, but just be brave and do it anyway. You get lots out of it.